This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Some scams are so well executed. The web can cause weeks, months, years before people even realize they got.
Oh.
This is not one of those scams.
Okay.
In fact, the only way you'd be scammed by this man is simple blind trust. The problem with this, when you're dealing in what this guy was dealing with, you have to blindly trust them.
It's the only way I can do it.
Well, yeah, not a lot of people do what this guy does. So not him, where else are you going?
So he's a specialist.
Very much so.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. A Macedon business owner will be spending the next 2 years behind bars after a scheme involving his very unique business.
Oh.
The 51-year-old man owned Concours Classic Motor Cars.
Concours Classic Motor Cars.
Concours Classic Motor Cars. Say that five times fast.
So what is he? He repairs, like, antique cars?
You got it. High-end vintage cars.
All right.
The investigation in this story became a big deal. The FBI got involved.
Damn.
Because he reportedly defrauded customers out of over $2.5 million.
Damn. That's a lot.
And he ran an interesting scam. See, here's what he'd do. You ready?
All right.
And pay attention.
All right.
Are you ready? He would tell people he did work that he didn't.
What?
And again, I'll say it again just so everyone can follow and understand what's happening. He would tell people, the work is done, pay me, when in fact, the work was not done.
You didn't fix my GTO at all, buddy.
For example, back in 2019, he texted a victim saying that he had completed work on a Duesenberg engine.
Damn, those are like super ass old and rare.
And he banged that customer for $25,000. The work was not done. He got paid anyway. He also charged the owner of a 64 Porsche he was working on, saying, we're all done with it, when in reality, he still had a bunch of stuff to do and got money in his pocket there.
So he's just scamming rich guys.
Yes, that's essentially it.
Oh, yeah.
He would get the money from the customers, stall for the time to finish the work, and in some cases, that didn't work out.
Yeah.
He allegedly ran this scam, according to authorities, on multiple victims from 2018 to 2022.
I would think that would catch up with you fast when the guy gets to the car and it ain't working.
That's I guess my question is, how did he think he was going to get away with this? Only because, like, yes, maybe you get away with it for a short period of time, but when the person comes for their car and it's not running right, or it's just doing the same thing it did before, they're going to have an issue.
I mean, I guess it's also possible the work was eventually done. He was just getting the money before the work was done.
Okay.
And it took longer and longer. And look, you're right. It's not the most brilliant of scams. Get money, stall.
Yeah.
And the other mistake that he made here, the more money people have, I would argue, the more power they have to get you in trouble.
The richer people?
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
Like, you take advantage of someone driving a 99 Ford Expedition. That person most likely does not have the resources to come after you.
They don't.
Like, how much would you have to have in the bank to get a lawyer to go check this guy out? Mm-hmm. If somebody has a Duesenberg engine.
You may be a lawyer.
Thank you.
Or you may have a lawyer in your family. Like, your kid could be a lawyer.
You got it. Like, not only do they have the money and the time to nail your ass to the wall, you're messing with their baby, a 64 Porsche.
Right. Yeah.
Like, that's an older cat.
Something they're definitely paying attention to.
Yes. Yeah. And someone who already invested a fortune in that ride.
Yeah.
Like, and they might also be a car person. They're going to notice things. Like, maybe they can't.
These are all car people.
Yeah, they can't. Sure. They can't. You know, fix it, but they know when something's wrong.
So that's the interesting part. And what I gather from the story, I have no inside information. Yeah. And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. This does feel like somebody who was taking advantage of people who thought they knew what they were talking about, but in fact did not know what they were talking about.
Yeah, they probably have a base knowledge of the car, but they're not mechanics, to your point.
Well, like, you know how some folks with money can get when they get into a hobby, right? Like, you know,
I know this. My brother.
Yes. But, like, you know.
My brother sees three documentaries. He's certified.
Exactly. And if you stroke that person's ego, you can tell him whatever you want.
And these are big ego. Because these are old dudes. This is nothing but old dudes.
So here's what boggles my mind the most about this story.
What's boggling?
Because this guy's going to do 2 years in jail.
Seems a lot, but all right.
He ripped off $2.5 million.
Damn.
That's a lot.
What?
But it's like rich douchebags with Duesenberg. Well, they're Duesenbergs. They're douchebags.
You see him as like a Robin Hood figure?
No,
owned a classic car repair shop.
I get it.
It's not like a guy who's like going to Dollar General every day.
It's like douche on douche crime.
It's $2.5 million.
Because it almost sounds like you could probably get more out of him just making him pay you back.
Yeah, I hear you. And tell you what, give me the money now and it's almost done. It's going to be finished
next
week.
There you go.
You're an idiot.
So you're all done.
Kimmy, the weirdest part of this story is that? You're not Kimmy. This man obviously had some kind of skill with vintage cars.
Yeah, I mean, I would guess you don't open that type of business unless you know what you're doing to some extent.
You also wouldn't have word of mouth business if you weren't talented at what you do.
Yeah.
So
did he eventually, like, I guess at what point did he start to get himself in trouble?
And why F it up with a scam, period?
Right.
Like, okay, I know there are some classic car folks listening, and Tommy just insulted you, and that was very mean, and he speaks for himself.
No, not all of them. Some of the good guys.
You're saying you could have made a ton of money just from doing the work.
Well, because who else can do the work?
Thank you.
Right.
Like, how many people could work in a car that's 80 years old?
A Duesenberg engine.
Do you think maybe with some of these cars he was in over his head?
Okay,
like,
that's
maybe
a good question.
He thought he knew what he was doing, got there and realized, I'm going to need some more time to figure this out, and then just never did.
We know guys with podcasts. Are
like,
thought they could do a podcast. Yeah. Yeah, the Duesenberg engine of podcasts.
I guess what I'm asking to all you classic car folks listening, right? Or if you know anything about the inside of this industry, how many places in town, how many places in New York, how many places in this country are able to offer what this guy was offering, right? 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Because if you have this skill, the smart money is playing the long game and just doing your job.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Because it seems like it'll be endless. Because I'm sure he gets business from all over.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's why the FBI was involved, out-of-state wire transfers and stuff like that. Again, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. We're talking about this 51-year-old man. He owned Concourse Classic Motor Cars in Macedon. He will be spending the next 2 years behind bars after police say he ran a very complicated scheme where he would tell people, you need to pay me for the work I did on your car. It's done. When, in fact, it was not done. Mm. Not done at all. I'm also kind of upset.
Yeah.
You know, like, what this guy does for a living is like a dream job for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
He would have had the opportunity for the rest of his life to continue to work on these holy grail cars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? See them in person, have his hands under the hood, drive them around.
Mm-hmm.
And you blew that.
Yes, it's all gone.
You blew that opportunity. It would be like, you know, being an assistant trainer for the Buffalo Bills and getting arrested because you stole Josh Allen's jersey. Like, play the long game, you idiot. Like, when you put yourself in such a dream job position, why would you screw yourself like that?
I mean, but you may have, you know, financial stress, something happened. Who knows?
No, I hear you.
You're
on the side of this guy pretty hard.
Well, he had medical issues and bills piling up.
Is that what it is?
Tariffs.
Yeah. Oh, you had a bad case of Duesenberg?
Don't forget the taxes.
Oh, I forgot about the taxes.
Oh, the property taxes. They're probably, and the business taxes. Probably killing again.
Why are you siding with all of the bad people today?
I usually do.
If you are somebody who's into cars, like, to this extent, but you don't obviously work on them yourself, like, how would you know who to trust with that car?
That's a good question.
I wouldn't know where to bring it.
Well, there's only a few places probably.
Maybe you're limited with options anyway.
With a classic car where you can go.
Well, I mean, I would assume you have other buddies that are classic car people.
Yeah, but they're also like you, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, you're probably cut from the same soft boy cloth. You got pretty boy hands.
Yeah, that's an interesting question.
You never had no oil on them.
I would assume you're going to do some research.
Talking about oil?
That's right.
Oil.
Regular, antique, Duesenberg oil.
Kimmy, can you Google what a 64 Porsche goes for right now?
I want to know what a Duesenberg would go for. Just a freaking engine.
I don't even know what a Duesenberg looks like.
It's one of them old classic. They almost look like those old gangster cars you see back in the day. Or like, picture what FDR drove around in.
Okay.
Because my legs don't work.
Oh, one of those?
Yeah.
Man, what a douche.
I mean, those are fancy old man car.
Where are you driving that?
It's like 90.
Parades. You do them in parades and stuff. And you probably, I bet you a lot of these guys belong to clubs where they travel around.
A Duesenberg club?
I guarantee there's a Duesenberg club with these people. I was going to say so. You know what I'm saying?
I bet you
there's a Duesenberg club of America.
I don't think I've ever seen one of these in person.
You've seen them in movies.
Yeah, though. I know. I've also seen, you know, superheroes that can fly in movies. I've never seen them.
Yeah.
I mean, the 64 Porsche has a pretty wide range depending on the model. Well, okay. Like anywhere from like 90,000 to like 160,000.
All right, but let's say you're on the bottom end. You invest $90,000 in something. I mean, you're going to do as much research as you can.
And that's just your side car. You ain't running a Wegmans in that car.
No. There are people that they get a 64 Porsche and they put a plow attachment on the front. Car pays for itself.
Well, you could do like a driveway in 10 seconds.
All right, can we talk about classic car people for a second, right? Because I know that you feel a certain kind of way about them. Even though the second they drive their cars up, you want to go run.
I always look. Like, and I take pictures.
You're such a hypocrite.
I know.
Oh, these guys are douche. Wow, Duesenberg. Pretty cool,
I appreciate
man.
The effort.
Wow, the effort of being a douche?
I don't want to meet the guy. I want to meet the car.
I want to meet the... What are you, 7?
I want to meet the car.
Okay.
What?
It feels like owning one of these cars, a Duesenberg or a Porsche or whatever, right? It would be way more stressful than not owning it.
Oh, sure.
Because like anywhere you drive it, you're going to be freaking out.
Anything that hits your car, scratches it. Yeah, I mean, it's so selective when you can drive it. So my father-in-law, he owned a 77 Eldorado.
Okay.
And the thing was gorgeous. 30,000 miles, original owner, beautiful car. He would not take it out unless it was sunshine.
Okay.
It had to be summertime, no rain in the forecast. He would roll that Eldorado out. That's the only time.
But then what's the point of owning it?
He just always wanted to own one. And the thing was so big, he could barely... All the other cars had to come out of the garage so he could put that in the garage. Because it was so freaking huge. It's a barge.
Because, like, you know, I know nothing about cars, right? But there are some classic cars that just look cool.
I mean, they have a style.
Yeah. Yes, and if I had the opportunity, I would love to have one of those cars. But then you start thinking about, like, well, I can't drive it here in the wintertime, right? I'm not
not the most convenient.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, well,
how low they sit.
Yeah.
If you have a sports car, you could bottom out.
You're going to be paranoid every time you park it somewhere. Oh, yeah.
Like, I've always wanted one of those, like, old-school army-looking Jeeps. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, you're talking about the original, like, World War II ones.
Well, yeah, ones that look like that.
Yeah.
Right? But, like, I'd be so terrified that something would happen to it, I would never take it anywhere.
Yeah.
Even though it's kind of supposed to look like
that. Yeah, it's supposed to, like, be rugged.
There's one that drives around in Henrietta that has, like...
It's all army green and everything. Yeah, I've seen it.
And it's, like, super cool.
But it looks like it rolled right out of the movies.
Exactly. And it's in pristine condition. Yeah. And I would kill for that car, but I'd be afraid to take it out anywhere. Yeah. So what's the point of owning the car in the first
place? I think it's just to show them off. And I think these guys get off just looking at it. Like, it's in your garage and you're just looking at it.
Okay.
What?
But, like... If you're just looking at it, like the other fun part of it would be
just owning it, I guess.
Well, it's like to tinker with it. Like if you're taking your Porsche or your Duesenberg engine
time on it.
To this guy, you're not spending time on it.
No,
you're
true.
Not doing those things.
Well, yeah, there's some downtime.
So again, and like the other thing about it, like, you know, if you're a diehard Bills fan and somebody wants to talk Bills with you, you can get in depth and talk about all that stuff and have a nice conversation. If you're someone who doesn't know how these cars work.
That's why you got to sign up for the Duesenberg newsletter.
Oh, you're talking about the.
All the
dues letter.
Here's the dues.
The Duesenberg. If you meet somebody that knows more, like actually works on these Porsches, you kind of look like a douche.
Feel a little inferior.
Yeah, true.
Although there's no feeling. You look like a douche.
The other thing, like these guys that own these cars, when they do drive them, they got that outfit. They have a like I'm rolling in this car outfit. You have to have the right outfit.
Okay, what outfit goes with a Duesenberg?
You gotta have the hat. You got to have that period hat. You have
no,
to.
No, you don't.
Because it, you do.
No, you don't. Don't be that.
Because every once in a while, you'll see like guys driving like those Model T's and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And they kind of dress
for the time
role.
Period. Yeah. Yeah, I've seen that. It almost looks weird when they don't.
Right.
I did.
It looks out of place.
Yeah.
So I saw a guy in Pittsburgh the other day. I was driving my daughter to hockey. Yeah. It was when the weather was nice. I don't know what kind of vintage like sports car it was, but yeah. It was a convertible. He had a wooden steering wheel.
Yeah.
Driving gloves.
Yeah.
And I've never hated anyone that I haven't
I have driving gloves I wear.
Yeah, and I hate you. But like you don't even have a cool car to wear driving gloves.
I have a very cool car.
No, you don't.
I have a Nissan.
But like that guy has the driving gloves just so people go, he's got driving
gloves. But it kind of goes with the car though, at least.
Are you defending this?
He might have got the driving gloves as a gift and has to show that he's using them.
Yeah, what if the grandkids got it for?
Yeah.
You keep them in the glove box until the grandkids are riding around with you. Don't wear driving gloves ever. Ever.
I told you, there was a guy in radio who used to wear them all the time.
And you killed him. You killed him for years until you got your own driving gloves.
I got it, man.
And now all of a sudden it's cool, man.
But there are car clubs for every kind of vintage car. I told you, I know another guy. He's a member of an MG club. That's local.
Yeah.
That they all meet and have coffee. And it's you have to have an MG to have coffee with these dudes. It's like Congress or something. You got to get elected in.
All right, so are we finding out then?
Yeah.
Like, you know, you assume that someone buys a classic car like this, a really expensive classic car, is doing it because they love the car.
Yeah.
They want to be seen in it. Are they also buying their way into a social club?
I maybe not a social club because you're already a rich guy.
No, but I'm saying like now you're hanging out with the MG club or the Duesenberg club or the Porsche club. They all join you. You're right.
Gonna,
they all join the club.
Yeah.
You're going to bring it to shows and stuff, right?
And to a point, you want to hang out with other guys that you have a common interest with because nobody else wants to hear this stuff. Like your wife doesn't care about your classic car. Your kids don't care. Your grandkids, unless your grandson wants to borrow it so we can go get laid in it. But that's not going to happen.
But does that get laid? Do you get laid in cars like that these
Depending
days
Depending
anyway?
On what the car looks like, yeah.
You're going to take a Duesenberg over to a 22-year-old girl's house? Get in! Ha-ha!
Ha-ha!
That's me. That's just me squeezing her boob. Ha-ha! Ha-ha! Duesenberg. Can I say, too? I feel like I have to say this.
What was it?
I understand that most people can only afford these really high-end classic cars when they're older.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
That's when you finally, you got the coin.
But you don't look the way you think you do driving that car.
That gray hair in the wind.
Yeah.
I don't look cool in a 64 Vet.
No, you don't. Right? Like, there's a couple of Corvettes from the late 70s, early 80s that are just badass looking.
Yeah.
Right? Badass looking.
They got it right.
Yeah. But, like, if you're, like, 50 pounds overweight, you're balding except for the horseshoe.
Yes.
You don't look like you think you do in the car.
No.
Like there is an age.
Well, that's why you need the hat.
No, but Kimmy, there's an age where you should just not do it. Like
no.
You meant James Dean?
Yeah, you know
you're Jimmy Dean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
This story goes one of two ways.
Okay.
One way is terrifying. What this guy's accused of,
yeah,
maybe being meant for something that will eventually be uncovered. I mean, look, if this had nefarious plans, they may have saved countless lives.
Oh.
The other way, although less scary, still super weird and dangerous.
Yeah.
Because people who build these not for destruction, but just as a hobby.
So what do you display them?
I don't know.
My boom shelf?
You're hanging out in the breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. This story comes to us from the North Country.
Oh.
State police arrested a 27-year-old man after they say he built a bomb. They were called to a home on Veterans Day last week, around dinner time, after someone, it seems, stumbled upon what this guy was doing. Authorities say he had constructed an improvised explosive device that had to be secured at the scene. The good news, no one was hurt. The state police bomb squad was able to defuse and dispose of it. The bad news, not only was this man arrested for criminal possession of a weapon, that would be the bomb, he was also popped for endangering the welfare of a child.
Oh.
Which means he's accused of having a bomb in the same house as a kid.
Okay.
Or showing it off to a kid. Yeah.
Well, I mean, there was a kid involved with the bomb, according to police. So here's where it gets potentially interesting.
What happened?
Tommy, if you found out someone built a bomb,
mm-hmm.
you'd think they'd have a reason to build the bomb.
Well, usually they're going to do something terrible.
Plans.
Yeah.
Right? Now, that's not stated in the accusations.
Mm.
And to further prove that point, this man who was accused of building a bomb was released on his own recognizance.
Oh, wait, what?
No bail. They let him walk.
That doesn't seem right.
It would suggest to me and other folks who saw this story that this guy built a hobby bomb.
I remember that story. It didn't last long. Come on down to the hobby.
So you can do that?
No, you can't.
Okay.
It's illegal.
But it's also not a heavy illegal.
When they say bomb, are we talking like fireworks?
So it
says
IED.
You know what I mean?
Improvised explosive device.
But that could be anything, right?
I
mean,
I guess.
In my head.
But it's still
was he trying to take care of like a pest problem or something? Not doing it the right way, obviously.
I mean, look,
the Caddyshack theory, getting rid of gophers.
Gophers?
Gophers. No gophers.
If, Kimmy, I mean, with the allegations here, if they're true, it could be anything. We don't have a lot of details here, right? But we have talked briefly on the show in the past about this weird subculture of people who just enjoy building bombs.
Okay.
They don't want to use them on anyone.
Just want to see it explode.
Yeah, they don't have plans to hurt anyone. They want to build them. They want to take them to places. They want to set them off.
Yeah.
And people who enjoy this hobby. On
don't do it for long, unfortunately.
It's a lot of work for, like, less than a second of enjoyment.
Yes. See, I guess they want to see what damage it could do, like to a, like what kind of crater it could make or something.
Well, what kind of crater it could make?
You know what I mean?
Yeah, crater maker. Yeah, you nailed it. You nailed it. Part of it is that, I'm sure. I mean, the other part of it is we talked about STEM jobs in Rochester the other day. Yesterday, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
Science, technology, engineering, and math. All of that goes into building stuff.
Sure. Oh, sure.
It's stuff you could build.
Well, no, I agree with you.
Build a robot.
Look, I am not. Do not build a bomb. Do not build a bomb.
Put that on a T-shirt.
But there are people who are lobbying hard on social media, arguing that this guy and other people arrested for similar things should not be arrested.
Well, I don't want to live next to that person.
No, I want a guy who builds a bomb arrested.
Nobody in this room is arguing pro-bomb. Yeah. Let me be clear. But there are people who say if you do not have a nefarious reason for the bomb, it should be a legal activity for fun.
No.
So that's insane, right?
Like if you have, even if you have a box of grenades and you didn't make them, mm-hmm. I want you arrested. Well, if you got a stick of dynamite in your house because you took it from work, I want you arrested.
Well, no, there are people that have dynamite.
No, let's say you, I don't think you should have
I don't
dynamite.
Know if you're legally allowed to have it, but there are
dynamite people. Dynamite will take your house down.
I think farmers are allowed to have dynamite.
Okay, that's a working stick of dynamite.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
You can tell me those farmers don't take sticks of dynamite out and mess with them?
Well, you know, have a little fun on Saturday night.
Let me ask you a question. You know a couple farmers.
I do.
Yeah. Let's say one of them calls. You go, Tommy, Saturday night, we're having a party. We're going to light a stick of dynamite and see what happens. You're going to give it a
go. Oh, I'm going.
Okay, so then what are you saying here?
No, but I listen.
Listen.
I would want to see the dynamite go off.
Yes. Okay. So what side are you on?
The hypocritical side.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Let's say this coming summer, got a barbecue. I'm going to invite all you guys over.
Oh, okay.
And I go, hey, man, I got this new hobby.
What's that?
I'm building bombs.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And after dinner,
mm-hmm.
when it gets dark, we're going to set this bomb off in my backyard.
Yeah.
You coming?
Well, I've seen you set bombs off before. Nobody was coming. I'll be the only chair there. Boo! Do another one.
Why would you no, but you're not encourage me to do another one? No. I hate this. I want more.
I want to hear a better bomb. No, because you don't like.
I'm not a bomb guy.
Right. But if you're a farmer that deals with dynamite for whatever reason.
If there's a legitimate reason.
You handle it.
Yeah, why you would have it. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you're not going to use it for the legitimate reason.
No, but at least you've handled it. You've never handled dynamite. You don't have dynamite handle in hands.
Oh, I got dynamite hands, baby.
You ain't got dynamite. You're a little kettle boy hands.
Hey, bro,
why you swing my kettlebell around?
They call me King Dynamite. It's a kettlebell. You keep saying
kettlebell.
Kettlebell.
Bell. Ball. Whatever the hell it is.
252 WCMF. We're talking about this 27-year-old man up in the North Country. He was arrested after police say on Veterans Day someone stumbled upon him a bomb that he had built.
I wouldn't even know you're building a bomb.
Stumbled upon.
So,
does that mean this is somebody he knew that he invited in?
I
do not know. The garage door was open,
or somebody? Yeah. How would you stumble upon?
I don't know because what we know is somebody called the cops saying he had this IED for improvised explosive device. He was arrested, charged with endangering the welfare of a child along with criminal possession of a weapon, but he was released on his own recognizance, which would indicate police don't believe he had like plans with this bomb. All right, so. How big is this bomb building for fun community?
Hopefully
out there?
It's smaller than the Duesenberg set we just talked about. Because I don't want to be a bunch of guys that get together for coffee for bomb guys.
It would be a lot cheaper to build a bomb than it would be to buy a Duesenberg.
Right.
Just saying. Is this more of a rural thing? Is that why we don't know
I
about
hope
it?
It is. I hope it's way out there for bomb bros.
Well, I mean, you'd be able to get away with it easier if you lived in a place where there's less eyes on you.
But you
but
also.
Like the further out you. You're building your collection of bombs.
Yeah.
The further away help is when you need it if something goes wrong.
But
just
I don't think any of these folks that do this, at least the stories we've seen in the past, because we have seen stories like this before, I don't think they're going to screw up.
No, right. I mean, you wouldn't do it if you thought you were going to screw up.
Exactly, and that goes for every dangerous hobby you have. You know, motorcycle, skydiving, whatever. The only difference is with this, you could really hurt different people.
Yeah. There's shrapnel involved.
And when it comes to the like bomb building for fun community that may potentially exist, you would either have to live alone or be able to hide it very well from the people you live with.
Yeah.
Because I can't imagine there would be a wife that would be okay with your hobby.
No.
Building bombs in the garage.
No. There's no wife that's signing on for bomb guy.
Yeah, and you couldn't even disguise it as something else.
No.
I'm building you an alarm clock. I'm also assuming all people that are into this are men.
Yeah.
I hope so.
There's not a single lady bomb for fun maker.
A lady bomber?
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure there are lady. There have been women that have been arrested with bombs, right?
Yeah, but their husbands made them.
What was that group of women from the 70s? They didn't have husbands.
Oh, you're talking about the Weathermen?
Yeah. No, wait, no. There was the Liberation Army. Didn't they bomb people, too?
Yeah, probably. Everybody. In the 70s, bombs were going off all over the place.
It's not that women can't build the bombs. It's that they're not entertained.
Oh, no,
by
I
them.
Agree with you. Women can do anything they set their minds
to.
No,
but I mean,
including
like,
women's
but like,
build
but like
bombs.
In this case, like guys are doing this for entertainment, whereas like a woman would be like, again, that's a lot of work for just like a little fizz and a pop.
Okay.
You know?
Fizz and a pop.
I don't need to see things
Explode.
Blow up. Not my thing.
Dalton writes us on Instagram. Duffy and WCMF, easiest way to get us. He says, being a farmer in the country, me and my buddies have shot at Tannerite plenty of times to see how big the boom can get. I don't know about bombs, though. That seems a little crazy. That also sounds really dangerous.
Tannerite?
Kimmy, can we Google what Tannerite is?
So I guess it's some kind of explosive material that you just shoot at?
Way to go, Detective Tommy.
You shoot at it?
Well,
what did he say?
He shoots at Tannerite, but I don't know if it's designed to shoot at.
But then it explodes. So it's like gunpowder.
It makes a big boom.
No, what?
Yeah.
Nothing gets past you, man. It explodes. Don't start to shoot at it.
Blow it up good.
Brand of explosive targets used for firearms.
Oh.
Sold in the kit form.
Okay. So it's strictly to shoot at?
I guess.
All right.
All right.
That's a little bit strange.
All right.
You know, I guess the most mind-blowing thing about a bomb-making hobbyist to me.
What's that?
Is the faith you would have to have in yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever your hobby is, no matter how long you've done it for, you will always make mistakes.
Sure.
You play sports, you blow plays. You work on cars, you have stuff up. If your hobby is building a bomb for fun, doesn't it seem like it's just a matter of time?
You're going to die.
Yeah, you're going to kill yourself.
Or let's say you have a scare, right, and you manage somehow to avoid getting hurt. How do you go back to doing it again?
Yes.
Well, you'll never remember your last bomb.
But like, to Kimmy's point,
yes.
Right? Not only, even if you don't hurt yourself.
Yeah. Close call.
Not only would you have to block out what could potentially happen. She's right. If the close call happened, you'd have to be like, whoo, well, yeah. I'm never going to do that again. Like, to have the mental capacity to block that out is absolutely insane to
me. Cold-blooded. You had to be cold-blooded.
Yes. You'd spend your free time literally risking your life.
And I don't know what the payoff is if you're not blowing stuff. If you're just building them to display them.
Well, again, if you're building it, maybe you're blowing stuff up that's not going to hurt
anybody.
Okay, yeah,
you just
want to see
how
big the boom gets. 252 WCMF, let's take one call because I've been kind of afraid to talk to people who are into this. But
really?
We're going to give Chris a roll of the dice here. He's on CMF. Hey, Chris, how are you, buddy?
Good morning, folks. I am an Army veteran. I was a combat engineer. I went to the engineer school at Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri. First day at the school, they made us drop our gear, get into two trucks. We drove around the base picking up garbage. Took it back to the training site. Within minutes, the instructors had made several IEDs.
Okay.
And the garbage?
This is what you're going to do.
Wow.
And by the time the course was over, that's what we were doing, making bombs out of garbage.
Okay, so but let me ask you this, Chris. Like, do you still have, like, is that like a hobby you enjoy doing? Would that be something you would want to do on a Saturday?
Not really, because I like my fingers.
But all right, so here's the thing. Like, in this story, and I'm making a lot of assumptions here, all right? The fact that it happened on Veterans Day, I don't know why. I had this thought in my head, because, again, we've seen this a couple of times. I mean, Chris, are these folks that were deployed, worked in a similar field that you did, and just enjoyed the work that they did where they wanted to keep doing it when they got
tinkering home?
Do you know about, I mean, do guys that you serve with still do stuff like this?
I don't know if they still do stuff like this. I'm able to do it, but I don't have any ambition to do it because, you know, it all does is bring trouble.
No, I agree. Yeah, good call. That's a good call, Chris.
Bombs bring trouble.
All right, so listen to Chris, who can make a bomb out of garbage. Don't make bombs because he likes his fingers. It's a good message. Go Bills. Thank you, Chris. Have a good rest of the day. All great messages.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
In the defense of this woman,
yeah,
she was just trying to do something to help out other human beings.
Mm.
However, in the position she's in,
yeah,
to be this tone deaf right now in this country is absolutely insane.
What'd she do?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 to WCMF. We're all familiar with Patrick Mahomes, obviously.
Yeah.
And yep, most people, I would imagine, are familiar with his wife, Brittany Mahomes.
Yeah, you can't miss her.
Brittany Mahomes has become somewhat of a villain, not only in America, even in Kansas City.
Really?
Yeah, you know, I've been twice to go see games,
yeah,
and I have not heard a single Kansas City resident,
yeah,
be like, you know who's great? Brittany Mahomes. She's very grating. She's kind of annoying.
Oh, yeah.
She's made public faux pas in the past that people love to, like, point out.
Mm.
So, Brittany had some friends who have neighbors that are in a rough spot.
Oh.
They have three kids, and their house caught on fire.
Oh, jeez.
The house burned to the ground.
Oh, my God.
Now, everybody's safe, thank God.
Mm.
But the family is trying to recover.
Yeah, they lost everything, apparently.
You got it. So this family started a GoFundMe account.
Yeah.
Now, they say insurance will eventually help with the rebuild, but it doesn't erase the immense financial burden they need to immediately face, especially,
oh, yeah,
with the holidays approaching.
So the family started it for themselves, or she started it?
Somebody started it.
Okay.
She did not,
okay,
start,
gotcha,
it.
Okay.
Now, here's the,
okay,
thing.
But she has a connection to these people.
Somehow.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, don't get me wrong. Everything that has been said so far is true. Like, you know, you got three kids. Holidays are coming up. They,
yeah,
got nowhere to live. You need money right now.
Oh, it's,
like,
devastating.
No problem with the GoFundMe. Yeah. The problem is,
what happened?
Brittany Mahomes shared this on her Instagram and asked her followers to donate money.
Okay.
Okay.
Which, well, she's using the power of her celebrity to raise money.
Getting,
sure,
the word out.
Sure, sure, sure,
right,
sure.
Good for her.
Your husband's a billionaire.
Yes. Yeah.
Your husband's a billionaire.
Does, yeah, it say, because it'll show on GoFundMe, like, people that have made donations, you know? It'll show, like, Kate donated $50, or, you know, it'll put the name and the total amount. I hope that her name is on there.
Now, I don't know if her name's on there or not.
Okay.
And here's the thing. She may have donated money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But let's just think here.
What is the goal? Does it say?
I have not clicked,
okay,
$1 billion.
Gotcha. The GoFundMe,
yeah,
account.
I didn't know, like, what their the grand total they were hoping.
So,
to get,
so, with. Your logic is he could actually just write a check and solve their problem.
If these people matter to Brittany Mahomes,
yeah,
yeah,
and they do enough where she,
yeah,
shared it. So, so far in his career, just in football, Patrick Mahomes has made $232 million. By the time his current contract ends, which is all guaranteed, he will have made $500 million just in football.
That's not the head and shoulder money that's coming in.
No, all of the other endorsements and
State
businesses,
Farm,
yep, that he owns. She also owns the soccer team now, a female soccer team in Kansas. There's a whole bunch of investments.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right. Let's say that house was $500,000. $1 million. You could cut them a check for $100,000.
Here's the problem.
What's the problem?
If he cuts a check for somebody, there is going to be endless...
But you could do it quietly.
Thank you.
You don't
he
have
can't
to
do anything quietly.
No,
I've
you
watched
can.
Them.
You
could
give it directly to the family.
They can't.
Say, here you go.
They ain't the quiet family.
Yeah.
Okay. But that's on you then.
Yeah.
Like, bro, I get that she thought she was doing a good thing. And you can even make the argument
she's using
a
power of her celebrity to draw attention to
it. But to be so tone deaf that in this financial climate, going into the holidays, your family that is worth well over $500 million doesn't take care of these people.
Maybe she dropped off some old furs she's not wearing anymore for the kids.
I mean, bro, what are you doing? What are you doing? How?
But there have been some celebrities that when they die, they find out later that like they would read a story in the paper and just anonymously send a check.
Sure.
People wouldn't even know where it's coming from.
That's awesome.
Be like a bank check.
No, look, I agree.
And
look,
he could do something like it.
All right, like for example, I'll give you an example. The guy who owned Little Caesars Pizza and the Detroit Red Wings and the Detroit Tigers at one point was paying for Rosa Parks' apartment for like the last 20 years of his life. Nobody knew. He was taking care of her. It was a big secret thing. He was a huge secret philanthropist. Mm. And maybe eventually it comes out that the Mahomes were doing this thing. I just don't understand how this woman could be so tone deaf to not understand, hey, regular people, I'm worth at least $500 million, my family. Please give these people money. How?
Well, when you see documentary I watched with her in it, the quarterbacks on Netflix, she's just a regular person that now has a ton of money. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, she didn't earn it.
But it's not in an endearing way. Just make it a face. What don't we know?
The family's goal makes us even worse.
What?
$9,000.
That's it?
That's it.
They only want $9,000.
That's all they're asking for.
Really?
Yeah. Just to help with, like, temporary needs.
Well, he doesn't have $9,000 to go throwing around.
All right, that makes it 10 times worse.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Is she dumb?
Well, she's not dumb. She's just like any of us. That if somebody walked in here,
$9,000.
And handed me, hey, man, you know, your spouse is now worth $1 billion. I didn't earn it, so I don't even have to make the sacrifice. I think she's that person.
Okay. Look.
I mean, she just seems like a regular person that came into a lot of money. She's super annoying. Like, you almost wanted to turn the documentary off because of her.
252 WCMF. Again, Brittany Mahomes, the wife of Patrick Mahomes, shared a GoFundMe for a family that she's connected to in some way, whose house burned down. They got three young kids. They were looking for just temporary money. Kimmy just discovered they were asking for $9,000 in a GoFundMe. Brittany Mahomes shared this, asking her followers to please donate. Yeah. People are wondering, hey, you're worth all this money. You help?
I wonder, because he has that ginormous aquarium in that house he built. I wonder what that costs. That's got to be a couple $100,000 to have a SeaWorld aquarium in your living room.
Maybe you could get the kids some oxygen tanks and they could live in the aquarium.
Ride some of the killer whales you got in there.
Oh, my God. This is so bad.
I'm kind of glad she's doing it, though.
I feel like this story gets worse.
I mean, as long as the people got to their goal, it's great.
No, you're right.
But it is a bad look for her.
Okay, like this couple does not – this ends poorly, right? Brittany Mahomes and Patrick Mahomes. So for those who don't know, they're high school sweethearts.
Yeah.
Right? And – she just continues to force her way into opportunities.
Everything.
Yeah, so like she wants to be a part of absolutely everything, right? And it never ends well for her. Like, I can't imagine a guy, and there's also drama with Patrick Mahomes and his family. His dad, Pat Mahomes Sr., was a Major League Baseball player for years, for those who don't know, and has been arrested for DWI, like, multiple times.
And he has a weird relationship with his father. Not a bad one, but very odd. He's in the picture, but not in the direct picture.
Yeah. Like he's
around.
Yeah. He's at the game sometimes.
Yeah.
His brother was arrested for groping a woman in a nightclub. He was a guy that was inserting himself in everything before that whole stuff happened, and he was supporting.
So you think it's all going to implode?
It has to, man. There's too many weird characters.
Stuck around this long, though.
Well, she's sticking around. I'm not talking about she.
He's going to just kick everybody out.
Well, look,
the aquarium.
I guess my point is, like, why wouldn't that have happened already?
Well, because you got to uphold an image right now.
And you're getting bigger and bigger and more money. Yeah, to your point.
I mean, you're everybody's all
That'll American. Be interesting to see it implode. I mean, it's a hell of a story.
But if you haven't, like, separated yourself from your dad or your brother or these other people in your family, Maybe he's just not that guy.
But I'll counterpoint. I mean, look how people started feeling about Aaron Rodgers when we found out that he cut his family out of his life. Maybe he's playing the PR game right now until he doesn't have to be the face of a franchise in a league, and then he can do whatever the hell he wants.
Okay.
I mean, look what happened with Tom Brady at the end of his run. Ends up divorcing his wife. Kids are living somewhere else. I mean,
but he divorced because he wouldn't give up football.
Okay. All right.
And his wife kind of had her own thing going on.
Yeah,
I don't
she
know.
Did. BJJs. Give it her BJs for the BJJ. Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu is
Yeah,
I can't say what the
I
other
would argue is. Brittany Mahomes needs Patrick Mahomes more than Giselle needed Tom.
Oh,
Brady.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Oh, yeah, but that's why Patrick Mahomes could be like deuces. Yeah. I mean, the counterpoint to that, Tom Brady had no leverage in like trying to get Giselle to do what he wanted.
Right.
Yeah.
My husband cannot throw anybody catch the ball, but I could go buy a new house without my money.
Yeah.
All right, so if you're looking to donate Brittany Mahomes' friend, if they have not hit their $9,000, have they hit the goal?
It looks like they are over their goal.
Yeah,
it's
globally,
a little
I would
bit over 9,000. Yeah,
good for them. How about her pull is so heavy they barely eclipse 9,000?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.